Airport woes. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed during this busy July 4th holiday weekend, frustrating airport travelers. Fox's Charles Watson has more from Atlanta.
Folks are trying to make holiday travel this weekend a lot easier on themselves. We've spoken to a lot of folks who tell us that they're arriving to the airports way earlier than they normally would, and they're just really learning to work with the delays. The airline's struggling to keep up with demand due in part to crippling staffing shortages, namely the number of available pilots and flight attendants. Just the other day, we saw more than 1,200 Delta pilots hit the picket lines in seven cities, including here in Atlanta, the home of Delta, of course, and their demand was higher pay after clocking record overtime this year.
On Saturday, the TSA screened over 2.2 million passengers nationwide, almost equal to pre-pandemic levels. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom of California is targeting his GOP Florida counterpart. Fox's Tom Graham has more.
California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is using some of his campaign cash to run ads in Florida. He's targeting Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Newsom claims freedom is under attack in the Sunshine State, a reference to Florida's parental rights and education law that bans sex and gender-related talk in classrooms kindergarten through third grade. The ads are leading to speculation that Newsom could be seeking a future White House bid. Both he and DeSantis are considered potential presidential contenders for their separate parties.
Police in Denmark arresting a 22-year-old Danish man in the shooting deaths of three people at a busy shopping mall in Copenhagen Sunday. The gunman also critically wounding three people. Wimbledon celebrating its 100th anniversary Sunday at Center Court. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Shark attacks happening over the past week. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Long Island.
That lifeguard is expected to be okay, but investigators say he was bit at least two times, once in the head and once in the chest here on Long Island. And this comes as they continue to ramp up patrols as there's more shark sightings every single day. The shark patrol teams use helicopters to comb the waters from above as they look out for sharks. Lifeguards are on foot too, using drones and even out on jet skis to monitor the more than 100 miles of Long Island's beaches here along the Atlantic Ocean. So far this summer, a 10-foot Mako shark was found washed up at Point Lookout. And also, a few days ago, police say a man was attacked by what they believe was a shark at that time. His leg fractured from that bite.
A federal appeals court will hear arguments regarding DACA this week.
The Supreme Court ruled President Trump had not ended DACA properly, and so it was kept in place, though modified. DACA allowed those brought to the country illegally as children to obtain work permits and continue to live in the U.S. Texas led other states, though, in challenging DACA, and a federal judge sided with the states last year, finding DACA violated the Administrative Procedures Act and the Immigration and Nationality Act. He stayed his own ruling, though, as thousands of people were in the DACA process already. The Biden administration began a formal process to have the rule comply with the Administrative Procedures Act, and Wednesday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments in the appeal. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In Texas Saturday evening, a man opening fire, killing two people and wounding three cops and another person before taking his own life.
One male adult that is deceased at the incident location. We also have an adult female inside the residence that was found to be deceased. Our original caller that called 911 still confirmed as non-life-threatening injuries. She's an elderly female.
Sergeant Rick Alexander, Haltom City, Texas Police Department. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.